took a boat. Like I told you, the boats would come once a month in those days. And that I got some pictures how they come with a beef cart. You know, they'd hook up a pair of oxen on a cart. And that's where they said we were going up the ridge. Once a month, that boat would come in with the groceries. And that was in 1910 or something like that. And they'd come up with the groceries. And you'd come meet your boat, you see. So my old grandfather, he was a person, I guess you noticed my language, he pretty wild with his language, you know, and he'd come down here, you know, and took his oxen and his cart and come and pick up his mail and his groceries. And he gets there and this fellow walks off of that boat with that album under his arm, you know, and he say, hello, he say, I'm looking for a man by the name of Andrew. And Grandpa said, well, I'm the son of the bitch you're looking for. And he said, well, shake hands with your brother.
No kid.
And that, now, that's not a lie. That's the truth. He got in his cart, and he went home. And my uncle still lived. And he was telling me, he remembers. He said he lived 3 months with him before he went home. And they stayed very good friends the rest of their life, you know. In other words, he married, and him and his wife separated, and he left his insurance. He was in the Navy. Took my grandma. My grandma never would take it, but he left it to her when he died. And I laughed with my brother, you know. I said, you know, I wish we had that, all those letters, you know. And my brother said, what the hell do you want to do with that? That ain't no honor. Old grandfather married 4 or 5 times, you know.
He was a
He was a but when he died, he's carrying the name of the first letter, his name was he'd write to Theodore by the name, and Theodore'd write back to him too. And then for Hawthorne, I don't know if he'd correspond with anybody, but if he did, he collected Hawthorne, he'd save those letters. And then was his last name that he carried before he died. He's buried in Alabama. My brother was telling me the other day, I'm going to look it up someday if I live long enough. Just for curiosity, I want to see if I can find his grave.
That's fascinating.
You know, it's
an amazing story.
There's crooked people a long time ago. My brother said, I don't know nothing about that. I don't want nothing to do with that, you know. But it's, now I'm not telling you that, because that's not a fairy tale, that's the truth.
Here on the island?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I say.
In other words, a lot of the people that lived here, they were good people, but they...
People always been good. There was good and bad. Like where you from, I'm sure you know a lot of good and a lot of bad, too.
Yeah.
But they were, you see, used to a long time ago, there always been Baptists. The Baptists originated from Alabama somewhere, and the Methodists originated from Texas, somewhere around there. I listened to this little woman that was talking over there. When they buried her husband's grandfather, you know how they'll give you a record of it, and I noticed that he joined the Methodist Church in 1937. You know, that he become a member. But I think that he was a Methodist before those years only. I don't know how they handle that. I'm a Catholic. I don't worry about that. But it doesn't make me difference. My best friends are Protestant, some are and some ain't. I mean, that ain't what bothers me. I never question nobody's religion. But we always had Methodists and we always had Baptists. Really, I think that the Methodist Church I'm talking about building, is the oldest building, was the oldest building, was the first church on the island. And then in 1915 or 16, Papa gave some land, 1913.